This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvapalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Elizabeth Armstrong, A-R-M-S-T-R-O-N-G. Date of birth is 125 of 1991. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a consultation for Ms. Armstrong, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine since 2019 that was suspected to be secondary to lithium use for at least 21 years. At that time, the lithium was discontinued, and she's been started on multiple other medications for bipolar 2 disorder. They all are working very well now, but kidney function really has not improved. It's actually stabilized between chronic kidney disease stage 3A and 3B. She has had bipolar disorder since age 8, and at that time was started on lithium, so had been on the lithium at least 21 years, maybe longer. She's also had problems with hyperthyroidism. Initially, it was hypothyroidism, and she required Synthroid. And then in 2019, when kidney function changed, she also had elevated TSH levels. So the Synthroid was stopped, but she's not quite sure how long she was off Synthroid before she required the use of Tapazole to treat overactive thyroid. Currently, she takes 10 milligrams daily of Tapazole, and that seems to keep the TSH levels normal. She states she has not been diagnosed with Graves' disease, G-R-A-V-E-S disease, but she's still on Tapazole currently. She feels quite well with that. She has been hospitalized multiple times for the bipolar disorder, but not for several years. She currently denies headaches or dizziness. No chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. She did have a back injury as a child and actually was run over by a motor vehicle, but that nothing was fractured, and then it has resolved. It does flare up occasionally and cause pain, but not currently. She has been using a mouth guard because she grinds her teeth while she sleeps. She does have severe insomnia and a lot of difficulty getting to sleep. And she's been treated for high blood pressure with metoprolol. She also has reflux esophagitis and uses omeprazole with good results. She does see a nurse practitioner, a psychiatric nurse practitioner, and also a psychologist for counseling. Regularly. No edema. She does have some edema of the ankles, and that started just after she resumed her Neurontin, 100 milligram daily. She did resume that for pain and anxiety, actually more anxiety. And urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She does complain of some increased thirst, and she's had many episodes of low blood sugar recently, and she has to carry candy and food with her at all times to treat the symptoms. Past medical history, bipolar 2 disorder for at least 21 years, obesity, hyperthyroidism, previously hypothyroid, obsessive compulsive disorder, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hyperlipidemia, a past history of irregular menses, controlled well with her current birth control regime, hypertension, hypoglycemia, and teeth grinding while sleeping. Past surgical history, she had removal of multiple cysts in her groin area for hyadrinitis in 2011. Social history, the patient is single, lives alone. She's medically disabled, but does still work less than 20 hours because she enjoys working, but that's the limit with disability. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She has never smoked cigarettes. Family history, hypertension, sleep apnea, asthma, degenerative joint disease, type 2 diabetes, migraines, bipolar 1 and 2 disorder, and severe depression with multiple suicides in the family, at least 6. Drug allergies. No known drug allergies, but she is allergic to foods, and that is coconut. Medications, she's on Lamictal, 400 milligrams. She takes 2 in the morning and 2 in the evening. Birth control, a PRI, 1 daily for 12 weeks, and then the placebo for 1 week to have a menstrual cycle. Neurontin, 100 milligram daily. Metoprolol, extended release, 100 milligram daily. Omeprazole, 20 milligram daily. Lipitor, 10 milligram daily. Wellbutrin XL, 300 milligram daily. Naltrexone, 50 milligram daily. Tapazole is T-A-P, I think it's I-Z-O-L-E, 10 milligram daily. Lexapro, 10 milligram daily. She takes some supplements, biotin, calcium, melatonin is 3 milligram at bedtime, zinc, vitamin D, women's one-a-day multivitamin, and fish oil. She does not use any non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and has not used them since she was diagnosed with bipolar and started using lithium. And she rarely uses Tylenol or Benadryl. Physical exam, height is 65 inches, weight 215 pounds, pulse 62, blood pressure is 112 over 70, and oxygen saturation 98% on room air. The patient is alert and oriented and in no obvious distress. She's well animated, very talkative. Color is good. Ears are clear. Pharynx clear with no tonsils are not visualized, but they're very small. They are present. Uvula is midline, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, thyroid is small, non-tender, non-painful. Lungs are clear, without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, I'm not able to auscultate a murmur, either sitting or lying currently. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, normal active bowel sounds, no enlarged liver or spleen, no tenderness. 2+ femoral pulses, 2+ pedal pulses, and a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done February 10th of 2022. Creatinine was actually the best it had been since 2019 at 1.3. Estimated GFR is 48 in September of 2021, creatinine 1.4, March of 2020, 1.4, January 2020 is 1.6, November of 2019, 1.6, October 18th, 2019, 1.7, August 7th of 19 is 1.5. We also have TSH levels, 10/21 of 2020, that was very suppressed at 0.077, and 11/25 of 20, 0.47, 1/4 of 21, 1.6, 3/2/21, 0.858, 8/24/21 is 1.2, and currently 2/10/22 is 1.14. 2/10 of 22, hemoglobin is 12.4, white count is 11.4, platelets are normal. We do have a kidney and bladder ultrasound, and that was done 3/10 of 2022. Her right kidney is small at 8.1 centimeters, no cysts, stones, or hydronephrosis. Left kidney, 8.8 centimeters, also no cysts, stones, or hydronephrosis. The bladder was distended at 333 cc's. There was not a post-void bladder done. There was no hydronephrosis, though, either kidney. assessment and plan, stage 3A to B, chronic kidney disease. For the last 2 years, secondary to long-term lithium use. That's been discontinued as of 2019, and kidneys have stabilized. She also has bilaterally small kidneys and hypertension. We will have her repeat labs this month. We're going to include a urine analysis and an intact parathyroid hormone. Then we'll do our renal labs and CBCs every 3 months. Anytime medications are started or adjusted, that should be based on estimated GFR. She's going to follow a low-salt diet, and she's going to decrease animal protein intake. And she already is trying to do that. We would like to find out how long she was off her Synthroid before Tapazole required starting. So we'll be contacting your office just to see if those records are available. She is O negative blood type and wanted to be able to donate blood as possible. She would be okay by us to donate packed red blood cells or the double red blood cells, as she put them, if not anemic. And I believe the hemoglobin needs to be 13 or higher for them to okay her to donate blood. And she will be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary? Oh, and one more thing at the end. We're going to check into referring her for Kidney Essential dietary program. That's through University of Michigan, and she can do that by a Zoom or a Zoom program, so she won't have to drive down to Ann Arbor. And we will check on that. That would probably help her with her dietary concerns, especially with hypoglycemia and kidney disease also. And Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.